Police and immigration authorities are poised for further trouble on Christmas Island tonight. There were more riots overnight in which police used tear gas for the third time this week. Police reinforcements are now being sent to the island. Up to 200 detainees were involved in the riot. Police say some used improvised weapons against them, while some burned down accommodation and other buildings at the centre. The Immigration Minister, Chris Bowen, has warned that he may use his powers to deny refugee claims for the leaders of the violence and for those who've been involved in the riots. From Canberra, Sabra Lane reports.
For a week now, the Department of Immigration struggled to contain protests and riots at the Christmas Island Detention Centre, but last night there was a serious escalation of violence. Police were called in to control a group of about 200 protesters. The Australian Federal Police Acting Deputy Commissioner Steve Lancaster.
Numerous of those protesters were carrying improvised weapons. These weapons included accelerant-based weapons, poles, bricks, pavers, concrete blocks, and also a wheelie bin full of rocks. This is clearly an organised attack stopped by police, preventing them from leaving the compound. The protesters advanced on police when confronted in a fast and aggressive motion while throwing rocks in the direction of police. The protesters were also wearing cloths and towels over their heads and faces in an attempt to avoid exposure to CS gas or other use of force options available to police. Some protesters set fire to two administration buildings and seven marquees across the grounds of the centre.
The Australian Federal Police has taken charge of running the centre from the Immigration Department and will hand back responsibility once the situation is deemed in control. The Deputy Commissioner says the rioters also attacked other detainees.
Last night, approximately 300 of the clients and staff sought refuge from the violent protests within the gymnasium of the facilities. The gym was later attacked by the minority group, who threw rocks and stones, and those seeking refuge inside had to be safely removed from the attack.
Police have confirmed tear gas was used again last night to quell the riot. Officers also fired so-called beanbag rounds at demonstrators.
There is a chance of risk of serious injury and death with any of the tools that are being deployed by these people. Whether it be beanbag round, accelerant-based tools, bricks or pavers are all capable of causing death and serious injury.
Earlier in the week, a detainee sustained a broken leg as police used beanbag rounds to quash another protest. Police can't yet say how many rounds were used last night.
I can say the expectation is last night there would have been a higher volume of usage of these munitions.
As Minister, I take responsibility for the actions of my department.
The Immigration Minister, Chris Bowen, says the escalation in violence means he's also speeding up the process of decreasing the number of detainees on the island.
105 detainees will leave Christmas Island today, more tomorrow. They'll be spread throughout our existing detention facilities.
None of those detainees was involved in the protests. Mr. Bowen's issued a blunt warning to those involved in the protests that he can use his power under the Migration Act to deny them visas.
Character considerations will be taken into account for those on Christmas Island who have organised and perpetrated this sort of activity. It will be taken into account by our decision makers and ultimately by me.
The opposition's immigration spokesman, Scott Morrison.
The minister has a series of options available to him. He could suspend processing and allow those who are doing the right thing in our detention network to move forward in the queue. I mean, if you're going to cause trouble in our detention network, you should go to the back of the queue at the very least.
The UNHCR's regional representative, Richard Toll, says the agency remains deeply concerned about the underlying impact of mandatory detention, but he says the agency doesn't condone the violent protests.
We don't think that the use of violence is productive at all. I think it doesn't further the cause of the people who are in detention and in quite difficult circumstances themselves and as a group. We don't think it's helpful in terms of public perception of the plight of asylum seekers coming to Australia. And to some extent, I think it avoids the deeper question that we have, and that is really the impact of a mandatory detention policy on more broadly on people in detention in Australia.
Mr. Bowen's also announced he'll head up the independent inquiry into this week's riots. Former chief bureaucrats Dr. Alan Hawke and Helen Williams. Their review is due by July.
Sabra Lane.